Oh, thank you so much. It's so good to hear your voice too, man.
Where are you at now? Are you anywhere close?
I actually am in Reading, PA right now. We're setting up for rehearsals.
Oh.
And just, you know, trying to make some noise, make sure everybody remembers their parts, you know, all that stuff. We tour so much, so we never really, like, rehearse anymore. And so this will be fun just to kind of go through some stuff. And we're trying to, you know, bring some surprises, you know, since it's technically a hometown show.
Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned how you're always on the road. You never had time even to rehearse. That's what it seems like with you. You go to Europe. You go all over the world. When do you find time to write and get back into a studio? Because I know you're going to be doing Carnival of Madness when this tour is over.
Right. I've gotten much better at writing on the road. That used to be difficult for me just with, you know, like working around a schedule and trying to find the headspace for it. But I guess I just, you know, survival, you know, out of survival, you know, and that mechanism kicks in. And so I have a small setup, you know, that I set up in dressing rooms every day. And I've been writing a lot, actually, this year, just on the road. And it's been really cool to just kind of write for the sake of writing. And we're going to do a cover EP here again, I'm sure. And then, at some point in time, the record cycle will end and we'll have some time to actually figure out what we want to do for the next record. But until then, it's tour, tour, tour.
If I'd have told you 15 years ago when you were living here in Central PA and you were playing the clubs that you were going to get to do a show with Lita Ford as your opening act, would you have ever believed anybody telling you that?
I would have never believed it for a second. I'm still in shock that she said yes. We've talked a bunch, you know, and met before, and it's usually just kind of in passing because, I mean, you know, that girl is a hardworking lady too. So it was nice to kind of like sit down on the phone with her the other day and, you know, just kind of catch up and you know, get to know each other a little bit. It's crazy because I've sung with so many different people and we've toured so many different bands and, you know, we've been a band for 18 years now. So, you know, I've been around the block a few times, but it's still, you know, when you're talking to somebody like that legendary, you know, what I used to call, like, there's our foremothers of rock, you know, people that have, you know, been through it and have paved the way for people like me. You know, your inner fangirl is like screaming in your head when you're talking. You're like, it's like, this is not normal. It's so weird. So, yeah, I'm going to have a blast.
We're talking with Lizzie Hale, of course, tomorrow night in Reading, Santander. Tickets still remain. Look for us down there while you're there as well. And you talk about her being one of the foremothers. You are carrying that mantle for a lot of people. Now, I know you kind of talk about this when you do the live shows, too, but you are one of the rock chicks right now that the kids that maybe in bands now look up to. What's your one piece of advice for kids that are and girls that are in bands right now that are on their way up?
Well, first of all, it's very humbling, you know, for people to say that, like you to say that, because you never really set out to be that, you know, for people. And then all of a sudden when it starts happening and, you know, you have these little girls coming to the shows and starting to play, it's just so incredibly neat because, you know, I can only hope that I'm, you know, pushing them in the right direction. I mean, the biggest advice that I can give and you know, you've known me a long time, so
yeah.
You can attest to this, is really just to keep going, you know, keep those blinders on and don't listen to what everybody's, you know, saying, you know, about you or keep the negativity out and keep your eyes on the prize, basically. And I mean, really, that's probably the number one reason, you know, why we're still here and we're still a band and still touring is just because we love this so much. And, you know, we work very hard to just keep that train moving. And, you know, as far as for girls specifically, you know, make sure that, you know, obviously make sure that you're good at your craft. Don't just ride on the fact that you are a girl and that you will stick out like a sore thumb on any tour. even though that's a great weapon to have, but you can't fall on all of that. You know, the short skirts and the high heels can only go so far. But, you know, when you have that opportunity, when you're given that opportunity to show yourself, make sure you're great at it. Basically, practice.
Trust me, Lizzie has done a lot of that. Let me ask you this, because I love asking people this, that when I get them on the horn, what's one of the artists that or one band that you might be having on your iPod right now that we might be surprised is on there?
Oh, an artist? Probably the one record I've been listening to a lot lately and please don't judge me for this. But it's actually a really good record. But it's a pop record from the 90s. It's a Madonna's Ray of Light record.
Oh.
And for some odd reason, it's like just got, you know, the earworm took hold. And I've been listening to that record a lot. Don't worry. I'm not going to write a record like that for the next Gaelstorm record. Don't worry. Everyone just calm down. Because I've been writing a lot lately, I've been into sounds and just creating different sounds and, you know, just for inspiration's sake. And so, yeah, that you might be surprised to know that I've been obsessed with that one for a while.
Well, it's going to be such a treat to see you guys play. I mean, what's your guest list look like? Did you get a request for like 200 people that want tickets to the show in Reading now?
We got a lot of people coming out of the woodwork. In particular, I have a childhood friend of mine that I haven't seen in so long. I introduced her to Alice Cooper. She introduced me to TLC, and we became fast friends. But then, you know, I moved away, and she had her own life, and now we've reconnected, and she's coming to the show. So, I love coming back to PA because you just get to see so many people, and we get to tell stories, and to you before, it just makes my heart happy to be here.
Well, I remember a little Lizzie Hale sitting at a Millennium conference in the front row taking notes. Literally,
oh my God.
She was one of the only girls that was in there. She was actually taking notes in the front row, writing down because she wanted to do this. And lo and behold, look what she did. I mean, it's just incredible. And I remember the old TI shows and things. And now, look, she's gone down and she's playing big arenas and stadiums. So congratulations on that. We look really forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. What a nice thing to say. And I appreciate you, man. And we go back a long time, and I appreciate you still holding that Hailstorm flag for me.
I remember when you opened for Godsmack on City Island. So.
Jeez. Wow. I know. Man, that was crazy. It's funny, too, because now I know Sully, right? And so we talk about that. And I don't think we didn't meet then, you know? It's like, but we talked about it like, oh, man, like we could have been friends longer, but, you know, there was such a huge, you know, there was such a huge distance between, you know, where we were at in our career and where they were at. So it's just like, we were like starstruck and nervous about saying hi to anybody. So, yeah.
Sure.
Wow, that's crazy. I can't believe you remember that.
Awesome. I might be old, but I have a good memory. we look forward to the show tomorrow night. It's going to be cool to see you again. And thanks again for all the music. Thanks for taking time out to call. I'll let you go back to rehearsal. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome. I'll see you tomorrow, darling. Thank you so much.